Another thing peak performers are able to do is make plans. They understand that if we're not working our own plan, we are destined to become a part of someone else's plan. One way to work our plan is to use things to do lists. And it's a very simple way of prioritizing our activities as well as managing our time. And here's how you do it. The evening before your day starts, or in the morning before your day starts, take out a piece of paper or your daily planner and list out everything you want to accomplish that day. Everything, major and minor. Once that's done, you go back and prioritize these activities, A, B, or C category activities. A category activities are high payoff activities, things that must be done today, got to do it today. B category activities are things that should be done today, but maybe tomorrow. And then C category activities are very low priority, today, tomorrow, next week, whenever. Then as our day progresses, we focus on completing as many high payoff or A category activities as we can. Now, some are going to be time dictated, so some have to be done in the afternoon, in which case we go to our B category activities. But we want to try to do as many A category activities as possible in the day. Then all of our B, and if we can get to C, great. Here's how working our plan keeps us motivated. At the end of the day, no matter what the results, when we take out our list, we can see what we accomplished that day. Also, whenever we whip out our list, we are constantly asking ourselves, what's my high payoff activity? What are my high payoff activities? So we stay focused on these. Having a plan and working our plan is another way to stay in peak state.
Formulate a plan and stick to it. Formulate a plan and stick to it. How many of you already use things to do lists or daily planner? Let me see your hands. Okay, the vast majority of you do, so we won't spend a heck of a lot of time here. Strongly recommend that you do that. Use a things to do list or a daily planner to plan your day. Please also schedule in the date with the wife. Before you put in any appointments with the customers or your floor time, write in the parent-teacher conference. Put that in your book. When they have a program, put it in your book. And if you don't schedule the date with your wife or your husband, you ain't going to have it. Schedule it. Put it in there. Okay? And if one of your if your family is a higher priority than your work, then the schedule comes next. Okay? But if you don't plan it, you ain't going to do it. The nice thing about having a daily planner or a things to do list is you're controlling your focus. If you list out all your high payoff activities, the things that are most important to you, every time you whip out that list or that day timer, what are you asking yourself? What's important to me? What's my high payoff activity? Every time you whip it out, what's important? What's important? And you keep focusing on what's important to you. If you're spending the majority of your day focused on the things that are most important to you, what do you think that's going to do to the quality of your life experience? I mean, I know it sounds so simple and so basic and geez, okay, sure, pal, but how many of you are doing it? How many of you are doing it?